before Pesach, a chiyuv of bittul and a chiyuv of bedikah. The Mishnah was mechadish to us, or lavosa boykin, that a yid has to be boydik his house for chametz. And the Gemara in Davov taught us, haboydik tzorch shiyavatl, that he also has to make bittul. So now the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara finds a case where you have two people involved with chametz. You have a maskir and a seichel. And the Gemara has a shiloh. What's going to be with this chiyuv of chametz? Who has to worry about the chametz? So the Gemara says, should the maskir have to worry about it because it's his chametz? Or should the seichel have to worry about it because he's going to be in the house during Pesach? So that's the suffix of the Gemara. But as we have to understand, is this talking, there's two chiyum, there's bedikah and bittul, like we just said. The Gemara is suffix is only as far as bedikah. Who has to do the bedikah? What about bittul? So all the Farshim take on that avada the chiyuv on the maskir is to make the bittul, because it was his chametz that was in the house, and he's the only one that has the power of bittul. The question is in the Achronim, is this Gemara talking about after the maskir did what he was supposed to and he made his bittul, then the Gemara has a suffix, who has the chiyuv bedikah? Or is it talking about even if the maskir did not make bittul, was not planning to make bittul? Yes?
You said it's maskir,
so
maybe a third person was
arrested before,
and that, and still
not. Okay, good. So the Sfasemis touches on that shiloh. The Sfasemis says that here, we're not talking about a case when you have two different people renting the house. Because in such a case, the whole thing would change. It would become more complicated. It's only talking about, it's the owner had his chametz, and the fakir, the soicher did not bring in new chametz. It's an interesting for some soicher, will come in later on. We're assuming in this Gemara that the soicher did not bring in his own chametz, because then for sure he'd have to worry about the dika for his own chametz. So we're talking about the maskir's chametz with the soicher living there.
Yeah,
but I don't have to burn it. What? We'll see that. You have to burn it. If he's the chiyuv bedikah, automatically the chiyuv beer goes together with the bedikah. He has the right to do it. He has the right. There are one game that's right.
Why can't he really do
that? That is stomach cash on the Gemara. That doesn't do with bittul.
So
the Manushah, the fellow was a bottle, he made it to offer the Arab. You just said yourself, the maskir made it like offer. So what's wrong with him making it, burning it? The maskir said it's like offer the Arab.
You're saying that the maskir has to be
avad in the bottle, sure.
So he comes up though, if it's such a fine, he has to burn.
Good, because it's, the maskir, there's no problem, because the maskir looked at it like offer already. It was mevatel, so the seichel has to burn it.
Why
actually,
have to burn it then?
What?
Leave it there.
So every time, but bit will be enough. Chum didn't want to rely on it.
It's not talking about if it's not yours.
No,
so if it's yours. It's not,
yeah, but still, the chum said you have to check because maybe you'll come to eat it. So you still have a reason to mevatel. Okay, everyone, that takes.
Again.
Okay. No.
If there's a place that you know you're not going to show up for. In the apartment or something, but for sure you're not going to do the whole base up. Easy stuff.
It's a big shiloh. So I said, Mr. Discussing that. Yeah, it's a whole shiloh with people going away for vacation, going away to hotels. Is it enough not to make bedikah? It's big problems with that. Not so punchy. People think that they get out of the eitzah. It's a big problem with that. But that's going to halacha. What?
Maybe a separate kitchen.
Or a separate kitchen, just closing it off. Yeah. These are separate shiloh, halacha l'maisa. It has a little to do with this, but let's work on the Yesodis and the Gemara first. Look, Yisrael. The Shalom Achronim. Is this Gemara talking about after the assuming that the Maskir made Bittul, and he took care of the chiyuv of Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotzeh by him making bittul. And the only problem is Nakanas Chachomim of Bedika, or is it a Shaila even without the bittul? Even without the bittul of the Matzah. So, the Marshal, if you're Madaik and Rashi, the Gemara comes along and says, Rashi explains that the Shaila in the Gemara is only because Bikas Chomis is the Rabbanu. Because really, there's enough bittul was taken care of. So Rashi speaks that clearly that this Shaila is only with bittul. And the Marshal explains, because, no, without, Rashi explains, bittul was done already. The Shaila is, who has to do the Bedika? Because bittul took care of Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh. The Marshal explains Rashi, because without bittul, Avada, the Maskir, would have to make the Bedika. If the Maskir did not do the bittul, so he's going to be the one to be over on Bal Yeroah, so he'll have to go into the property, he'll have to ask the Sefer permission, if the Sefer's there, whatever, and he'll, because since he's going to be over Mamish on Bal Yeroah, so Rashi the Shitosa is Poshid. Rashi says, Bedika, Avada, you have to make Bedika in order not to be over on Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotzeh. So Avada, the Maskir, will have to be Toidik. There'll be no Shiloh, the Sefer of the Maskir. So therefore, it's only the Maskir took care of his problems through Bittul. Now it's a Shiloh who has to do with the Bedika.
Why do you have to say the Rashi is that he owes the Maskir to the Bittul? According to Rashi, that holds that it's only a thing in his heart, and he has to think in his heart, it means nothing to me, it's like offering the Ara to me.
He still has to own it.
Yeah,
we mentioned that on the Shiur. The Bittul is, even if it's like Rashi Shitu, where it's not hefty, you have to be an owner to make something into dirt. If you don't own it, you don't have any shackles to the object.
But isn't it just how you're saying,
you have to own the object to be able to put out, to make something into dirt, you have to be able to, you have to have a shaykhus for the object. You can't take somebody else's object, make it into dirt.
Yeah, but you only made
it. But to do that, if you don't own it, you have, this doesn't mean anything. Okay, this is what the Marshal says. So it comes out like this, when you have, from this Marshal we see that if there's a masker and a soicher, and there's no bittul, who would be over on Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh? The Maskir, because it's his chometz. Now, against the Marshal, there's three other sheets. To show you how deep this inyan is. The Goyen in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, and there's a famous other Achranim discuss it, they hold this the opposite. That, okay, without, if there'd be no bittul between the Tamaskir would not be mevatel this chometz, and then the Soicher came in and was living there, the Soicher would be Eichon Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotzeh. Even though it's not his chometz, but since he rented the apartment, and it's, that's called bevatechem. So Orla Yemotzeh Bevatechem, whose bias is it? Who's going to be Erev Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotzeh? The Goyen says in some shitas, the one who has the property, even though he doesn't own the chometz, but if he has chometz and your person has chometz in his somebody else's chometz in his property, the owner of the property is Erev Bal Yeroah. So even though he's only renting it, but renting, according to this, is strong enough to be considered ownership. Even though we had a shayla, kinyan peris, kinyan aguf, and baba kama, kinyan peris, lav, kinyan aguf. If somebody has the usage of something, is it like he owns it or not? But it could be, as far as the laws of chometz are concerned, for Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh, owning the house, renting a house is called like you own the house. So even though he doesn't own the chometz, he'll be over Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh. Yes?
Is he over because it's like he's owning it? Is that what I'm saying?
He owns the house, and how long this? He owns the house. He doesn't have to own the chometz.
I'm asking. So is it like he owns the chometz or not? Or
no, you don't have to. We're
so
gonna,
so
this
then, what
old,
if you have a goy?
Good. Now, when you hear this, what?
The exclusion of the person is not over.
It's according to this sheet, it seems that the masker will not be over. Why? Even though it's the masker's chometz, but it's not in the masker's property anymore. So this sheet is just the opposite of the Marshal. The Marshal says, if Reuven's chometz in Shimon's apartment, So it's Reuven is Oyver. It's a little more complicated, because, but the Marshal says that Reuven seems just Reuven will be Oyver, because it's Reuven's chanz. Maybe the Marshal says it's considered Reuven's apartment also, because technically Reuven owns it. But not to get confused, the Marshal says just the masker is Oyver Bal Yeruah. We're bringing down from the Goyen that just the Soker will be Oyver on Bal Yeruah. I ask me a shayla, so every time you have Goyish HaChometz, we have a klal that says, Lo Yeruah Lecho, Shelecho Yatoroyah, Ava Atoroyah Shalacher Mishal Gevoyah. There's a Gemara, it's a whole Indian about this, but I just... Here is where one of the important places where it comes in. So the Gemara says refers only Lecho, yes?
It's a
Goy
Smachomets.
What?
It's a Goy Smachomets.
What? I don't understand.
It's a Goy
Smachomets,
not a
Chomets. It's Chomets, what do you mean? Shelecho Atara. You're not allowed to see your Chomets. Aval Ataroya Shalacher Mishal Gevoya. So the Pasuk says it would seem from the Pasuk that you're allowed to see others. So according to this, the Goyin is Medayik over there in that Gemara. It says, Rashi Grata over there says, Ein Yehudi, among Goy. The Pasuk is only teaching us you're allowed to see a Goy's Chometz. But a Yiddish Chometz, even if it does not belong to you, if it's in your property, that alone is enough. What? So you have to learn that this is Xeris HaKosov. The Torah says Goy or Hekdish also. Lahavdol Hekdish or Hefker. If it belongs to nobody, or a Goy, then there's no Isser to have that Chometz in your property. But if it's another person, if it's Jewish Chometz, the Torah Kol Yisrael Arev Zebezeh, if you have another Jew's Chometz in your property, you're the one over on Bayerot, Bayimotze. And even the one who owns it, technically owns it, according to this sheet, he's not over.
Yeah?
Chom is, in other words, just not a Goy. It doesn't have to be individually one, you're the Jew who has the property.
Then
Bittul won't help at all. Bittul won't help, but it'll still be Erev and Bal Yeruah. According to this, this is another example where Bittul will not help, because technically he doesn't own the Chometz, but Bal Yeruah he will be Erev. Yeah?
How do we know, that when we said, the Pasuk says, see your Chometz, so what if you go into someone else's house and Chometz is in his house?
It's not your property
either. So that's what I'm asking, where are we coming from? Where's the house being your property?
It's in your bivatechem. If you rented the house, this is the kiddush in the goyim. If you rented a house, or if you have somebody else's chometz in your house, a yid's chometz in your house, it's a tremendous kiddush. Avada the pasuk says l'cho, but in Bukharis you'll have in many places. When the Torah says l'cho, some chumar mitzvah will have it next year. Sometimes when the Torah says l'cho, you like by Esther, it means it has to be mamish yours. Sometimes when the Torah says l'cho, it just comes to exclude a goy, but it does not necessarily have to belong to you, even though the simple translation is your chometz. That's why I'm bringing this out. This is a big yisod in learning. That sometimes there's a whole big Torah about it. That we don't take the pasuk literally according to the shita. The first sheet of the Marshal says, Avada, no. L'cho, l'ro, l'cho means that only Yorva, Ba'yiro, Ba'yimotz, if you own the Chometz. But according to this sheet, if you have it in your property, and as long as it's not Goyish Chometz, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, and it's not Hefker, even though it's technically another person's Chometz, you're Yorva and Ba'yiro. Yeah?
So, we just said also, if you see Hegdish's Chometz?
Yeah.
So that means another way to do Bittul on Chometz would be to make all your Chometz Hegdish.
Why do you have to go so around about?
No, because that's a good way to do it.
What?
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, making it shouldn't be yours. According to this, you can't give it to someone else. You could give it to Hefker or Hegdish. You can give it to a guy also. You won't get it back later. You won't be able to make such a, by a guy later on. You buy it back from him. By Hegdish, you won't be able to buy it back. You know, when you're looking for Eitzes, that would not be a good Eitze, Dafka, to get rid of. If you want to be Eitze, make it Hefker or give it to a guy. But technically, you're not over on Hegdish of Chometz that belongs to Hegdish. Yeah?
What was the
original trick? That's some place already? No. It was in your house. And when it says, doesn't have to be only yours. As long as it doesn't belong to a goy, you're over on Bal Yeruah Bal Yimotzeh. That's the second sheet. You want to go into... I just said, do you want to... Derish time in the Krua? It would be a stickle svara behind it. The Meiri sheet is... that both are potter. Even without bittul. The Meiri Lecher would learn this Gemara is even without bittul, because nobody has to be mevatel here. the masker doesn't have to, will not be ever by your, because it's not in his property. What do you mean? The Meiri says they're both not over. So what do you mean somebody has
I'm to? Saying, because the Chometz is there, so...
Nobody, technically, according to the Helge Meiri, you need two conditions to be over by your oil. Of course, there's a posik by your oil, much in the Torah, but it's not going on masker and sefer. It's going on a regular case. The Meiri is saying, in a case when you have a masker and a sefer, so it's not completely the property of the masker, and it's not the Chometz of the sefer, so you need both conditions to be Urban Bayero. This leads us into next week is the whole sugya. How far does Bayero go? But here's it comes in. We're faced with it anyway, because of this shaila here is it with bitl or without bitl. So it's gedaitis. This shows you how one sugya leads into the other. The Meiri holds you both that both are not Urban Bayero by Motzei. According to the Meiri, the suffix in the Gemara is simply who's going to takonis chachon? Who should make the bedika on this chometz? And according to there's a Teres Chaim sheet is both will be over. Side the masker will be over on Bayera, little Teres Chaim. Side the masker and side the soicher will be over on Bayera without bitul.
What's this one?
Miri says because you need two conditions to be over on Bayera by Yemotze. And here each one doesn't have that condition. And the Teres Chaim says the opposite way. There's a very nice say from Yil Shmuel from Shivan Eretz Yisrael. That's a whole long piece. Just be very careful.
According to the Gorim and the Mashal.
Which are opposite, yeah. And then only one is over.
I have to say,
three sheetahs, three different sheetahs. How could he ask more
kasha? When each one of one says that the chayiv, are they chayiv just like in a regular case, like
just as if
house?
As if they
or
had
maybe it's it might be a little weaker.
Bayero is Bayero. If they say Yechaya Bayero, that means that in Shem they get, they've done the Avera of keeping Chometz. Same Avera. Because according to them, you fulfill the conditions of whatever the Torah says. In their Rices, it's not a little weaker, stronger. It's either you're over or you're not over. So we have the four sheetahs over here. By Masker and Sefer. Technically, who would be over on Bayero? You have four sheetahs. Masker, only the Masker, only the Sefer, both of them, or neither of them. Yeah.
The one that they say both of the story is because they both want them task. I mean,
each one has a reason. One, in other words, either condition is enough.
That's why it's
not all solid. No, either because owning chometz is enough to make you over by your ruah, and having chometz in your property
with one of them. If you choose one is enough.
That's what he seems to hold. Either one, each. So you see how far it goes. The shaila of what does the Torah conditions when the Torah gave an aver of law of bal yeruah bal yemotzei, how much would it be? Now, this is one nakuda to see how the Gemara is talking about. So again, Rashi Lushitos, he says that we're talking about after bitul, and therefore we have a suffix who should make the bedikah. Now, we have another big machlokes for shaila. This suffix, after we finally, there's another chelik l'shira. When the Gemara comes along and says, finally, we don't know who should make the bedika, the masker or the sefer, so we have to have the shiloh, the case. When are we talking about? When did the sefer move into the house? Tosfos says that if the sefer moved in before the zman hachiyah started, there's no... Pardon?
I was saying, under 1 hour.
If it, before the night of the 14th, before the Daven Maariv, before Shkia, on Or Lavoaser, before the Zman HaMitzvah, according to Tosfos, there's no Shaila. There could never be a Shaila. Avada, the Sefer has to be. At this point, yeah, the Sefer, if he moved in, or he took possession of it, there would be no suffix before. There would be no suffix.
When he moved in,
If he got the key, whatever, doesn't matter. If he got full possession, whatever it takes to become a soicher. If he became a soicher, he made a kinyan before. And the Ran argues. The Ran says you have just as much suffix if he moved in on the 13th. And the Ran just says, the Gemara says yudalit. So the Ran has one word, lutzerich yudalit. That means to say is, that he didn't bring in and the Chassam Sofer explains that the pshat of Litzarech means he's planning to move, he's going to use it, he's going to start, he needs it for Yontif, but he takes it before Yontif. Lutzerich Yudal means he's going to be living there during Yontif, but even if he moved in before, as long as he didn't bring his own chametz. According to this, it wouldn't matter. As long as he's planning to stay there on Yontif.
And not stay there before Yontif?
No, Mustami, even if he plans to stay there before Yontif.
As long as he doesn't bring in chametz.
As long as he doesn't bring in his own chametz. So it's still the same suffix.
If he is on the other.
So then the chiyuv would be still it's a suffix in the Gemara. Maybe there's a chiyuv on the mat.
Is it only
in the Gemara
with
that?
Same thing.
Same
thing.
That's in the suffix.
The same suffix.
When he came exactly, was it on the 14th
day? No, that's no problem. We're not talking about such a case. We know for sure when he came in. The question is, when after he moved in, who has, Tosfos says, the only time the Gemara has a suffix, maybe the masker should have to do it, is if the fellow moved in after already the Zman Achiyav came. So why, according to Tosfos, is it no suffix, or why, according to the Ran, is it a suffix? So we like to panel like this, a simple word. Tosfos goes l'shitosu. Tosfos says, holds l'shitosu, that the chiyiv, the chatakalas chachom, to make bedika was because of shema yavala ichlo. Because maybe he'll come to eat. That's according to Tosfos. So Tosfos therefore held that if the socher took possession before the zman of the mitzvah bedika, so and he's going to be the one that's going to be looking at the chametz and could possibly come to eat it during Pesach. So Avada Gevis, there's no shaila. He's the one that has to make the bedika. So therefore, Tosfos learns. Pardon? What? And that's not a shaila. You have to learn. So you have to learn that he'll pay it back, or he'll think the fellow's meichel. We're not going into the money aspects of it. But that's clear. The shem yev aloichel, even though it's not his chametz. It's a good point. What? Once he'll be mevatla, good. He doesn't care. Good. So that's called Taisus. The Shitosa is very Gishmak. Since the whole Taisus learns the whole Yisod of the Bedika, Hishem Yavala Oichloi. So if he came in before the Zman Bedika, so he's the one that's Shem Yavala Oichloi. He has to check. So the only suffer could be like this. When he moved in, let's say, 12 o'clock at night of Bedika. So from the time nighttime came, the masker, it was the masker's Chiv, because Shem Yavala Oichloi at that point, the masker, it was still going to be the masker's property during Pesach. He didn't rent it yet. So for those 3 hours, there was Shema Yavala Oichloi on the masker, so the shal is. And later on, it turns into Shema Yavala Oichloi of the socher. Should we take away the chiyuv of the masker? Because right now, Shema Yavala Oichloi applies to the socher. Or should we say no? Once a person has a mitzvah, even though the reason of the mitzvah stops, but since the masker already had the takonas chachom, and for those 3 hours, the masker had the mitzvah, he keeps the mitzvah. What? In a chinami, the Sfasem speaks out that way. Hold on, good. So the shaila in the Gemara is, do we say that once the masker had his chiyuv and the reason falls apart, do we change the chiyuv from the masker to the secher, or do we leave it by the masker? But if he came beforehand, there's no reason in the world that the masker should have to do it. Because there's no Shem Yavaloich. Hashem, can if you learn the Ran? And the Rashi. Let's say if we'll say Ran, we'll go like Rashi. That the Chiv is because. Maybe the reason why the Chachamim made it to kind of Bedika is because maybe he won't be Mevatel with Blev Sholem. Maybe he won't make it be Mevatel Blev Sholem. So then it comes out like this, it's very good. So you could still have the suffix even if the socher moved in before the Zman HaChiyev, and the masker is not going to be seeing the chametz anyway, still the suffix. According to Rashi, you could learn the suffix in the Gemara is, should the masker do it because maybe he won't, maybe he was not Mavakal B'Leif Shalem, and he'll still be Irvan Bal Yeruah, or should the socher do it, because since the socher is going to be looking at the chametz, maybe the Seicher also has a reason of Shema Yavala Oichloi. That's going to be good for the Suffolk and the Gemara, that maybe even Rashi, who didn't mention Shema Yavala Oichloi, that's because Rashi didn't need that. But Avada, the Suffolk and the Gemara is, if you look in the Rashash, that's the Rashash learns that way, that the Suffolk and the Gemara is, should the Masker do it because maybe he wasn't a Vakal Blev Sholem? Should the Seicher do it because of Shema Yavala Oichloi? Because according to Rashi, it's possible to have Bedika also because maybe he wasn't the Vakal Blev Sholem, which would make the masker have to do it.
Why is telling him to turn it down?
No, Tzarek Yadal just means he's going to be there. Shem Yavalecha, he'll be sitting there. That's all Tzarek Yadal means, that he's going to be in there during that time. So this is the chilek, why according to Rashi and the Ran, Lachar, the Nafkin, the Sofer, and the Gemara would be any time. And according to Taisvis, it's after the Yadal.
According to Taisvis, why should the...
Only because he already, when the Zman, the mitzvah of the Poyal was on him already for a few hours. When Yud Dalma came, he was not rented yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't rented, so he had the mitzvah. Once a person has the mitzvah, you don't take the mitzvah away from him, even though the reason behind the mitzvah falls off, even though now it should really go over to the Sefer, since he got it already, that's a dinah. The Chachamim, once they set up halacha, they don't take it away from this. So we have the Shaila in the Ran, how to learn the Suffolk in the Gemara is any day, even before Yudalit, and according to Taishas, it's only on Yudalit. Now we have an interesting another point that the Sfasemis in this Gemara, just the basics to understand. The Sfasemis, when he learned this Gemara, he had an interesting Shaila. He said like this, why does the Gemara clear the Shaila when you have two people involved, a masker and the Seicher, who has to make the Bedika? So one of the Bochum asked me this Shaila. The Sfasemis talks about it. Why didn't the Gemara say simply, a man sells his house, Reuven sells his house to Shimon, so Reuven still has chametz in there, who has to make the bedikah? Should Shimon have to make the bedikah because now Shimon bought the house? Or should we say Reuven has to? What?
Someone sells in the house.
Yeah, but the chametz is included.
What I'm saying, so he buys the house, he's buying the chametz too. That's part of the sale.
Oh. L'chara, that would be a simple teretz, because if he... So it depends. He says like this. Light the Ran, if you learn light the Ran, that the Shaila, the Ran and Rashi, this is based on the last point. If you learn the Shaila and the Gemara is before the Zman Achiev that he rented to him on Yud Gimel, so then Avad, if he sold it to him on Yud Gimel, there's no Shaila. Because since he sold to him Yud Gimel, so there's no reason why the masker should have to make it at all. Because it's not the masker's house anymore, and it's not his chometz anymore. So avada like the Ran, you could say the teretz that you're telling me now. But what would be like Taisvis? L'chara like Taisvis that learns the whole Shaila is that he rented to him after the Zman HaMitzvah started already, and there maybe, so technically the masker should have gotten out of it. It's only because he was already mechuyev. That reason should apply even by selling also. Because at the time of Bedikas Chametz, it wasn't sold yet.
So the
buyer, the seller, had the mitzvah.
So he would be over then. But still, now that he sold the house, the Chametz is his.
No, but...
He's over because he didn't do the Bedika then, fine.
So let's make Bedika
so
now, even
so
after
it's
he sold it.
But it's not his anymore.
Why so? But still, the Chiyah mitzvah, maybe the mitzvah Rabbanan stays.
The mitzvah was that night, but he didn't miss the mitzvah. So he
no, let's say he sold him 10 o'clock at night. But the mitzvah is, let's say, the whole night. First of all, the mitzvah is even on Pesach. There's a Mishnah. You learn, Loi Bodak Yudalit, Bodak B'yoyim, Loi Bodak B'yoyim. That's why the Mishnah is. But let's say he sold him 10 o'clock. So till 10 o'clock, the seller had a mitzvah Bedikah.
Because he didn't have to do it.
Sure he had to do it. Till 10 o'clock he should have done it already.
He didn't have to. He could have done it at 11 o'clock.
No. But he had the Tachiyah starting already.
He had the Tachiyah.
No. So then he sold it at 10 o'clock. They met in the lawyer's office. Afterwards, they go home. The buyer wakes up. Oi, do I have to check this new house that I just bought or not?
I shouldn't do.
Because, like Tyson, there should be a suffix. The masker should have to check.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't have to check it.
He
then.
Did have to. That
the mitzvah came on, but he didn't have to. He could have waited until longer. Now,
so
if
I'm
going to
say
by masker
and
secher,
the same thing. How'd you learn Pshat?
The masker and secher is he still owns the house.
What? But only, but the, who cares? Only,
but
it's
still, it's still really his. He's just using it for now.
But that's the whole problem there. What's the difference, his or not his? Taisa says, according to Taisa, the suffix is the masker. Why should the masker have to do it? Because it was already chal the mitzvah. That's why the masker should have to do it. If he would have sold it before the Zman HaMitzvah, according to Taisus, for sure he had no chiyuv, if he would have rented it. So you see, renting also knocks out. Technically, renting, if he'd rented before the Zman HaMitzvah, the masker would be potter from Bedikah. Because there's no Shem Yavaloichoy anymore, he's not going to be there. The only reason why we have a suffix is because it was already chal the chiyuv. So on this, the Sfas Emes has a shiloh. Even when you sell it, at the time that Bedikas Chametz started, he had a chiyuv, so why should that chiyuv go off? You got the kasha from the Sfasemis. According to the Tosfos, Pshat in the Gemara, it should be even by selling a house, not only by renting.
Yes.
And the one who has
the parents is the one who rented.
Yeah.
That's what
we're
trying to
be.
But when I sell
a
house, the whole thing becomes
the
one who
buys. So Lamaisi, there'd be no suffix? Yeah. With the ma'ai, even though the seller was already mechuyev at the time of the Dikas Chametz. Because it's just like spheres. At this point, according to Tosfos, the Lamaisi was already mechuyev.
But
so,
he doesn't own anything.
So that's the shaila. Why should that make a difference?
Because he doesn't own it, why should he do it?
So take a look in the Sfasemis. I don't want to spend more time on it now at this point. But it's an interesting. The Sfasemis comes out, you're on the right track, but it's not clear enough. You don't dare the kasha, but you use no kasha. But the Sfasemis, it's a kasha with a teretz. I see, if you don't dare the kasha, so that means that you have to really understand why, according to Tosfos, there should be more reason that the seller should be mechuyev, because he already had a chiyev, he had a mitzvah bedikah. He was already mechuyev, so what's the difference that now he sold it completely? So Sfasemis in his teretz says something like that. Okay, Mill, you want to ask him?
Why didn't I understand? Why didn't I ask on Rashi and Ron on the 14th
Learn the suffix in the Gemara is better. The Gemara wanted to clear a suffix before the 14th.
No, but they should have asked about the 14th.
It would be Nagei, and the 14th also could be, but you don't have such a kasha, because the Gemara wanted to talk about it even before the 14th. Right. Now, one last point here. The Gemara, after the Gemara has a shiloh, the Gemara comes up, and the Gemara says that the Gemara is patient to shiloh. The Gemara brings down a brisa, Tanina, that in this suffix, who should make the bedika, the masker or the seicher? It depends who has the keys when it comes the time of the mitzvah. If the masker still holds on to the keys, the masker has to make the bedikah. And if the seicher has the keys, then the seicher has to make the bedikah. So here again, we have a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly do the keys accomplish? Rashi learns that the keys are the kinyan. The keys, handing over the keys, make the kinyan on, make him into a seicher. The Tosfos asks the kasha, we have a Gemara in Bo'obasar. The Gemara in Bo'obasar says, to become a seicher, you have to have kesef shtar chazaka. Just like when you want to buy something. And the Gemara doesn't mention anything about keys. Handing over keys, according to Tosfos, is just like permission to make the kinyan. You got the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Yes. Rashi says that the keys are what makes the kinyan. That makes him into a seicher. And Tosfos says that can't make him into a kinyan. So therefore Tosfos says, Ein Echanami. The taka don't make him into a kinyan. The seicher did not become really responsible. He doesn't really get the property yet. But as far as the laws of the Dikas Chametz, as long as you have the keys, and you can get in, so he's the one, so you have to check for comments. So you don't talk, according to Tosfos, it comes out talk, that really you don't own the property. You don't really get the property, because you just have the keys. Yeah?
The Nachalik has to do.
What do you mean, the Nachalik?
The Nachalik, both Rashi and Tosfos, the one who has
the keys. Has to make the Gemara says that. The Shal is why? What's the lumbus of the keys? Avada, the Matzias, the Gemara says whoever has the keys has to make the Bedika. The Shal is why do the keys. Why does handing over the keys to the seicher make him a chuyif to make the bedikah? So the answer, Tosfos, Kasha, and Rashi, say over there's several two reasons. One teretz is the korban asanal, answers Rashi with a very big yisoy. The korban asanal says, the Tosfos has Gevaldik Kasha and Rashi. How could Rashi say that the keys, handing over the keys, makes the seicher kinyan on the property? So the Rabbi Nassal says, he says like this. When the Gemara says that Kishem Shaskiris, that in order to become a seicher, you use the same kinyan like you buy something, the Gemara does not mean to say only these three ways help to become a seicher. The Gemara means even these three ways. The Korban HaSal says like a big lungus. The Karbala Sal is tiny. That when you want to become a socher, handing over the keys makes you into a socher. When you want to buy something, handing over the keys don't make you, don't give you the king. But when you want to rent something, so then avada, it's even more pusher to the Gemara, that keys are a better kinyan than kesef shtar hazot. It's gevald galom design. Why? Because when you want to buy something, you want to get a kinyan aguf to become a complete owner. So then, well, keys are only usage. What do keys give you? They give you, when you're holding onto the keys, you can get in and out. But if you want to make a kinyan aguf, you have to pay money for the guf. You have to do something to the guf. Star, you have to write a star on the guf. So you can't, so keys are not a kinyan for kinyan aguf. But when all you're going to get is usage anyway, what it was a renter? For 2 months, he goes in and out, and then he leaves it. When by schiris, so maftechus, just by schiris, all you want to make a kinyan on is on the usage. So if you want to make the kinyan, all you expect to get out of the land is usage. Keys are a gewaltige kinyan for ishtamshus. Good, good. Yeah. In other words, when all you want to make a kinyan on is schiris, then keys, then handing over the keys, which give you control of the usage of the apartment, so then the keys themselves are a kinyan.
Yeah, but that's
wait, fakir, so Bal Yeruah is also totally in usage. Fakir, it's very gishmak. The Indian to be Erevan Bal Yeruah, it could be that even though you don't have to really own the property, but as long as you have usage of the property, so it's Matsui Bivatechem, the Chometz is by you, you're going to be the one going in and out. What? Look, Abi Chometz, Batechem is totally in usage. Fakir, that's what the Achrenim want to say, that even that, that's a really different Teretz in Taisus. I was going to say, someone answer Rashi. Rashi, you'd be my, one is the carbon of sun. That keys will always make you into a cipher.
Which means, the same thing as Taisus, it's giving you keys, telling you
like how they can. Taisus is saying it's only a rishus to go ahead and make a king. So we're saying, okay, well you're saying it'd be a third Teretz. The first Teretz we're answering, and Taisus learns, Taisus learns, you don't need a kinyan to be chayiv and bedikah. But the Karban Asala says Rashi means to say that the handing over of keys makes a kinyan on a rental. To rent property, you're always kind of with handing over the keys. Other Achronim want to say normal rental, they don't hold it as Teretz to Karban Asala. Normally when you want to rent something, v'gabi chiyuv mezuzah, v'gabi other chiyuvim, you have to make taka kesef shtar chazoka. But this Gemara is talking about bedikas chametz. For bedikas chametz, it's enough that you have the hishtamshis, the handing over the keys. They apply the svar of the carbon asano only lagabi the chametz. That's, so I said over the teretz of the carbon asano. And this second teretz is taka also, if you, the Pnei Yeshua also says such a ke'en azagan. He says like this, that Rashi Yutaka is Maida, that handing over the keys itself is not a kingdom. But what Rashi means is, since when you have the keys, you could close and open the door. So one of the what's a chazoka on karka? No al vegoda. Closing, opening and closing the door is a chazoka on land. So as soon as he gives him over the keys, which with these keys he could lock the door, so he has the possibility to make a kinyan, so that's enough. To make a bedika, since he has the keys to the usage of the land of the property, so that's enough. When the chacham came along to be masakin, that's what Rashi just means kinyan. Who kinyan askir is according to the Pnei Yeshua means if he'll take these keys and he'll lock the door, then he'll make a full kinyan. So it's an interesting pshat how the Pnei Yeshua says that you don't take Rashi literally. The answer Rashi that the handing over the keys themselves of the kinyan. But by handing over the keys, he could take these keys and lock up, therefore the socher has to do it. Just finish off with a tremendous chiddush in the Sfas Emes, that according to this Shaila, the Gemara is just asking who l'chatchila should be the one to make the bedika. Should it be the masker? Should it be the socher? But the Sfas Emes seems to hold that what, let's say, the socher l'moshe is not going to do it. The socher took over before, and the masker knows that the socher, let's say, is not a firm of yid, he's not going to do it. Could be this, that the masker will be mechuyev to do it anyway. And the same thing in reverse. In case he took the keys later, but the the Seicher knows that the Masker didn't do it. He knows B'metzias he didn't do it. He didn't want to do it. He couldn't do it. It would seem from the Sfas Emes that then Taka B'dieved, in other words, technically the Chiyuv is on both of them. The Masker because the maybe Taka the Bittel was a Shvacha Bittel. And the Seicher because Shem Yav Eloichle. The Suffolk of the Gemara is obviously both of them don't have to do it. The Suffolk is Lachat Chila, who are we Matriach have to do it first. But as a backup, whoever didn't do it, the other one is an Erlach Yid, the other one has to do it. It's a tremendous Kiddush. What? No, because Be'etzem, he also has a reason. The only Suffolk is there's two reasons.
Two reasons. Now the Chiyuv, now the Kana. Maybe the reason.
Okay. You want to say a little different page. So we're saying Be'etzem, there were two reasons. Be'etzem, there should be for both of them. This one because of Bittul, and this one because of Kumbh. But only if one does it, the other one's free.